Alex, I know you've now had several hours for this to process. When you look back at today's announcement, what still stands out to you and kind of how do you process it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that stands out to me most is just how much of a bombshell this was, not only for golf fans, golf media, but the players themselves. I mean, it seems like on both sides, but especially the PGA Tour. I mean, you've got guys going to Twitter and expressing, disappointment that they learned about this deal with Liv on Twitter. I mean, it's kind of, Colin Morikawa's tweeting that. I mean, big names. We're hearing even hardly anybody knew about this. So I think that's the thing that surprised me most is that this, this really kind of came out of nowhere, and it seemed like there was just a very tight circle of trust that knew about this deal that was going to be announced today.
Was Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy, I guess, in that circle of trust, if you want to steal a Meet the Fockers reference?
I think Phil was. I feel like Phil had been kind of hinting at it recently, talking about things that he knew that were coming out. He was being very cryptic. I think a lot of people thought maybe he was talking about some of the lawsuit stuff. Maybe he was, but I feel like just in the last couple of weeks, he has really gotten back on Twitter, really gone on the offensive, taking shots at Brandel Chamblee, at Eamon Lynch, at some other guys as well. I think he was kind of feeling it and, feeling good about this situation and how he thought he was going to look when this all came out. As for Rory, he stopped really talking about this stuff a few weeks ago. And to me, I just can't imagine that the guy who became the face of the tour, leading the players meetings and everything else for a year straight, answering all the questions, would not have any sort of inkling about this. Now, whether he knew it was going to happen today or maybe some of the details, I almost feel like he stopped talking about it because it was, going in a different direction than maybe not what he wanted, but certainly not what he anticipated. So I could be wrong on that. He could have been totally blindsided as well, but it's hard to imagine that, your main guy, you wouldn't at least give a little bit of a heads up on something this big.
Talking to Alex Myers right now, and if I'm a golfer on the PGA Tour today, I'm livid because you look at this whole situation. Jay Monahan told you, don't take the money, and you still have a decision to make, and it's still your decision, but you trusted Jay, you trusted the PGA Tour. I know probably things will all go back to normal probably soon, and we'll get back to focusing on the golf, but when that guy tells you not to take the money, and then he hush-hush in the middle of the night takes the money, I don't get where he goes from here in Jay Monahan.
I agree 100%, and we're getting word. They had this meeting today. I think he zoomed in. I don't even think he was there. But he, he took just a few questions. Apparently Maverick McNealy was the main guy peppering him with questions, and guys said that Jay had a tough time answering them. He did say, look, I know I'm going to be called a hypocrite. I said things with the information I had at the time. It is what it is. But apparently, as like you said, a lot of the guys, not surprisingly, are livid about this situation. And, yeah, I mean, you mentioned the money. I mean, it's crazy. These guys who took the money, they kind of got penalized by not playing the tour. Now it seems like they're going to be welcomed back open arms, and they have to keep the money, or at least part of the money. Again, we don't really know all the ins and outs of some of these contracts, but certainly anyone who got a big contract at least got a good portion of that. And so you're right. There's certain guys who are thinking, well, what the heck? I could have just taken that money. It's definitely a weird situation. It's got to be a weird situation even for the Liv guys too, though, because some of those guys, were kind of taken to fill out the roster, so to speak, right? I mean, where do some of those young kind of unheard of guys go? Where do some of those old names but who are kind of washed up go now? Do they get to play out their contracts? Do they have to, fight their way back onto tour somehow? So there's going to be some awkwardness from those guys as well. But certainly the most awkwardness is from the guys who, are A, upset about not getting their share, and also the guys who spoke out against it so vocally and against other players. Now they're kind of mixed back with those same guys. It's a weird situation.
Alex Myers, like you said, we don't know how much money they got and what was already paid on all that stuff. But if you're now working together, how are they going to reportedly find these players to get their PGA Tour card back? Do you think those are just things to appease people right now and kind of cool down some of the flames coming from the PGA Tour members that stayed, just to say that now and you'll deal with it at a later date? Like, there's not going to be real punishments for these guys that ended up going to LIV Golf or now trying to come on back for to get their PGA Tour card, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to see. I mean, I guess it might come down to, we'll see how much the players fight this. Maybe they kind of make some sort of demand that there is some kind of payback. Maybe it's they get some money, because now, obviously, you know, these guys are, in theory, being funded by the same money that the LIV guys were. There's billions of dollars being infused to the tour. In theory now, the tour could, or this new entity that's TBD, doesn't even have a name yet, in theory, this new entity could pay players a contract, like LIV is doing, could play players' appearance fees, which the PGA Tour has traditionally not done, or at least not done officially. So maybe there's a way to scratch these guys back to kind of say, okay, we get it. You missed out on the big payday. But now you kind of get it a little more. I definitely think some of the stars, you know, the guys who we know rumored to turn down contracts in the hundreds of millions of dollars, they're going to be taken care of, I think, on some level. But it's the rest of the guys, the Maverick McNeelys, you know, the majority of the tour who might be left kind of in this middle spot. Again, certainly there's definitely going to be hard feelings in particular against Steve Monahan.
Talking to Alex Myers right now, senior writer from Golf Digest. I remember when we had you on for the last, you know, the first two majors of the year, we talked about the intensity and the intention about LIV Golf was not really the same as it was going back to last year, heading into both the Masters and also the PGA Championship. Now, with this stuff onto the scene, and we've seen Brooks Koepka, right, win the PGA Championship and get another Wanamaker Trophy, the guys that ended up going to LIV Golf, like the big names, Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson, how does today's news really impact the way that people are going to view them?
I mean, I don't know how it can be viewed that they don't come out as the winners here. I mean, just for themselves, in terms of enriching themselves, sure, they all took some, you know, hits publicly. But now that the tour is merging with the same people they took the money from, they got to say, hey, wait a minute, you criticize me, you can't criticize me as much. Or if you do, you then have to criticize everybody else. So not only did they make out well financially, they're going to make out well PR-wise, especially a guy like Phil Mickelson, who kind of spearheaded this whole thing and kind of became the main villain. Now, you know, people are going to be spinning this very positively in Phil's favor, that he kind of got the ball rolling on this. He was the big name that got, you know, was the domino to fall, him and Dustin Johnson, maybe you could argue. Those guys, you know, who knows, 20 years down the road, they could be looked back as almost pioneers or, you know, heroes, that they kind of got the ball rolling on this. Now, there's a long way to go. We have to see what comes about with this entity. We have to, you know, hopefully it's something that all golf fans will eventually get behind. I think all those big name guys who were kind of the villains last year, man, they came out looking pretty good today.
How about your view on Greg Norman? I know he was literally left in the dark on this stuff, but Steve Sands told me earlier, everything he promised to those LIV Golf guys, they ended up getting and then some. So he kind of said he was heroic looking.
You know, that's a good point. And you wonder, you know, he did promise those things, and you wonder, you know, the way it came about, I just feel like there's no way he could have foresaw that this is happening like this, and especially this abruptly. But you're right. I mean, those guys, you know, they went through a tough time. The resignations from the DP World Tour, the fines, the bans, and all this stuff, fighting to get into majors. But now they come out looking pretty good. Now, whether Greg Norman comes out on the other side is another story. But either way, he definitely did his job for Saudi government. He got the job done. He lured some guys. He got enough of the ball rolling that the tour had to respond in this manner. The fact that it seems like he was left in the dark about this announcement as well is pretty, you know, it doesn't seem like it's great news for him going forward. And we've already heard in the past Tiger said, you know, he couldn't imagine them working together if Greg Norman is still the guy. So we'll have to see if there's a little shakeup with that position or not. But either way, you're right. He delivered. I don't know if it was him or he got lucky, but he did deliver. And again, it just shows you, I mean, money just ends up winning in all these situations. I mean, it's not that Liv did anything groundbreaking. It really isn't. I mean, could the team thing work? Could it be interesting? We'll see. But it's the money. The money beat the tour. The litigation that was going on, it was going to be costly. It was going to go on, drag out for years. The tour ended up taking this money. It helps them out. They overextended themselves, perhaps, by bumping up their purses this year. It all comes down to the money, and they just were never going to win a money battle with the Saudi Arabian government.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Everyone has a price eventually, yeah, no matter exactly. If you like yep. how the money gets there, you know money's going to win out.
Yep.
But did
yep.
the PGA Tour need to do this? That's the question yep. I have.
That's the question. And, you know, I don't know if they needed to do this, but they certainly made huge jumps in the purses. They also angered a lot of their sponsors. They had, you know, Honda pull out this year with some of, you know, how the designated events. It was such a clear two-tier system now with these tournaments that I think a lot of sponsors were getting ticked off at that. You know, Tiger even mentioned at the end of last year that the tour had dipped into its reserves. Now, they have a big reserve, but dipped into its reserves, and it even talked about taking out a loan. So, again, I don't think the tour was, you know, going bankrupt anytime soon, but certainly I don't think they wanted to get to any sort of dangerous financial point, because then they'd even have a weaker position. So I think before something like that happened, they ended up taking a deal that was probably pretty similar to what was on the table a few years ago when Jay Monahan reportedly said, I don't even going to take a meeting on this. And now a few years later, he ends up kind of taking the same deal. And it's going to be really interesting to see how the Liv concept gets folded into this, because there's so many moving parts here. Are you going to break up all the teams, start anew, all this stuff? There's a lot more sponsors that probably would want to get in on the teams, you know, big names that were out on the sidelines. They were hesitant to get in bed with the Saudi government. But now if it's the tour, you know, you might see a team Nike, a team Callaway, that kind of thing. It's just a lot going on here. And they've got a lot of work to kind of hammer this out. It seems like it's coming about really quickly.
And as you said, Alex Myers, we have no clue what the specifics are. But if people have no clue what you're talking about in regards to these teams, can you just explain that to them?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, Liv, they had, I think, 12 teams, and their big model after these contracts ran out, I mean, they were really hoping that these teams would end up being bought, like, you know, an NFL franchise or an NBA franchise, and they would be bought and owned by certain owners, and that the players on the team would have equity, and that would be the way that they would really get paid, that they wouldn't be getting these, like, $100 million contracts anymore. They would get the money from sponsors. And, you know, in the past few weeks, Liv got a couple sponsors. They started to you know, go in that direction. But certainly no team had been outright bought yet. But now it opens the door to so many more opportunities for that to happen. You know, you might have different golf manufacturers or apparel companies wanting to get in the game and sponsor more than just a player, but actually a team. And again, they were hesitant to do the deal with Liv, but they, you know, these are partners, longtime partners with the PGA Tour. It could be different that way. So again, we're going to have to see what happens with the existing teams. But certainly there, you know, the memos were clear today. There is going to be some sort of team aspect going forward. Certainly the PIF, the Saudi government wants that. They want to monetize that. That's kind of their differentiating factor. But how it gets folded into the tour is again, it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of people trying to figure that out in the next few months.
How do you think the golfers are going to handle this that are on the PGA Tour? I know you had the Canadian Open this weekend and you had the meeting today, but then next week obviously is a major championship with the U.S. Open.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Rory McIlroy has the first press conference tomorrow.
He show up, you think?
You know, it's a
I wouldn't if I was him. I would say, I'm not going.
Yeah, it depends just how mad he is. Just if he was, again, if he was completely in the dark about
it, he knew.
I could see him not showing up. But he has been such a good soldier for the tour. I feel like he'll try to spin it positively. And again, it could wind up being great for a lot of the players. I mean, certainly there's a lot of money here. It's just, it's a matter of the guys who, you know, really took that moral high ground. Now they're kind of getting paid by the same people. It's just a bizarre situation. And, you know, I don't think these guys are going to walk and just give up their careers just to, you know, make some sort of statement. I mean, we'll see. I can't imagine anybody doing that. But it's interesting with it being the Canadian Tour. Last year, that was, of course, Rory took the shot at Greg Norman after he won. And now it comes back to this week to have this happen. You know, the U.S. Open will be a totally different ballgame because those guys will all be, again, there. And you know, all the big names are still going to be concentrating on winning a major. But you're going to hear a lot of ticked off people, I think, in these next few weeks. I mean, we already heard some of that today.
Watch, this will be the year that Phil Mickelson wins the U.S. Open.
That would be unbelievable. I mean, he's flying high right now, no doubt about it, Mr. High Flyer. He's feeling good. You could tell on Twitter. He's taking the shots. I really can't blame him. He's taken so much heat himself, whether, you know, he deserved a lot of it. But now for him, it's his chance to fight back. So it was like he tweeted today. Today is an awesome day or whatever he said. For Phil Mickelson and some of those other big live guys, it certainly was today.
Last thing I'll ask you, how do you describe today?
I mean, shocking. I seriously, when I was in the office today and we first saw this the CNBC link report, and I mean, I really thought it was April Fool's. I checked the calendar. A few other people said, there's no way this is true. I mean, I'm talking about like veteran reporters who were like, there's no way this is true. And then started to trickle out, no, this actually is true. I mean, this was just a monumental day in the history of golf, no doubt about it. I mean, it's, you know, we're going to remember it for a long time, whether it ends up being good or bad. The day that this merger was announced is certainly one that we'll all remember. So I'm just stunned by all that happened today. And again, so many questions to be answered still in these next few months.
Alex Myers, senior writer from Golf Digest. Alex, appreciate the time as always.
You got it, Zach. Take care. Anytime.